Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, hey, cleaning it. So first of all, you guys got to know, inside joke. Mike Campion here with James Brenna, owner of Truly Fresh in some Canadian province. We all know it doesn't matter. They're all the same. Who cares? But it's so funny. Every time James is one of our millionaire mastermind clients, so I always see him once a week at least, and he's always eating. And this is the first time I've seen him not eating. And I was like, whoa, look at James. He's going, and then immediately he's got the coffee. He's like, okay, now I can sleep at night. There's got to be some sort of intake. I got to remind myself to get, are we going? All right. For everyone out there live, apparently we went away. We're back. I got to keep up with the chat. Dylan says my idol. Michelle says rock star. Michelle also says, I wonder if he'll be eating. So people know James.
I pushed my food aside because I was like, not in front of the world.
Not in front of the people. They'll know. And we've got, so anyway, so James is like, but because I'm like, well, I want to make sure we don't cover the same crap we covered last time. He's like, oh, I'm a whole new person since last time we came on. I don't remember what happened last time, where he was in his business when he came on. So I'm just going to let James talk because he's amazing. What on God's green earth has changed since last time we saw you, dude?
Well, I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm unstoppable. Like almost all hours of the day. It's like, I love my life. I love what I do and I do what I love. And whenever people ask me, I don't even mention cleaning. I always just talk about how, like, I just love life. It's just so great. And so I'm here from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, for all of you guys who are in Canada and say you can't do it because you're not in the same country as Mike. Which clearly doesn't matter.
It could actually help, frankly, the distance. Go ahead. Sorry.
It helps with the abuse to be from Canada. That's for sure.
You got that right.
Well, since our last meeting, I was invited to join what's called the Millionaire Mastermind, in which I am the youngest, I'm the poorest.
And the best looking. Let's be honest. Come on now. Well, at least the best looking Canadian, maybe.
But for sure, you invited me to the Millionaire Mastermind, and I just felt like the new kid on the block. I felt so weak. And then I thought to myself, hey, like, it's like starting a new job and you're the new guy. You enjoy it and you get to embrace it and you get to just pick everyone's brain. Like, whenever you have questions, I just literally just message people like, hey, Spencer, where do you get those cookies? Like that kind of stuff. And it's
most of James's coaching and learning is food based, just to be clear. So go ahead.
That's basically what it is, though. And I actually got had a meeting with CRA, which is our version of IRS for you guys. And they let me know that there are 482 cleaning businesses in my city. And it didn't faze me like the slightest bit, because in my head I was like, damn, I'm dominating that many people. This is crazy. And like, I get so much free time. I literally only work 2 hours of the week, and it's usually what I like to do. So if I know a training's going on, I'll go check it out, say hi to the new guy. Or if I want to just visit and culture build, and if somebody says in the group, like, can somebody show me how to squeegee again? Will surprise that person by saying, oh, a trainer's coming in. And then, and I love squeegeeing windows. That's just my thing. Cleaning toilet.
Less on the list. Gosh, you've already said so much stuff to unpack. First of all, when you said the your version of the IRS came and told you there's 482 people and it didn't slow you down at all, that would have baffled me, because our government only comes with for money. So helping us with some sort of data or anything, would that part I don't understand. So you will have to, on another episode, dive into what that means. Like, were they trying to tell you that you owe money for those 482 businesses as well? I'm still confused about that, but you can educate me about that offline. Second, you said something, you just blew past something that everyone in the Millionaire Mastermind got, but I want to make sure everyone in the universe gets. And by the way, you're getting all the love. Hey, Vanita, Jason's on. He is super excited to see you. Michael Hayes says, new and improved. Denise from New Jersey's here. And TJ, one of the many reasons I love him, said, oh, great, it's a Canadian. So now my hate is spreading throughout nation. My judgment. But you said three words when I asked you how you're doing. You said a very specific three words. I know the story behind that. I know a lot of the millionaire, everyone that's in the Millionaire Mastermind on knows what that means. I would love if you would share with the world what that means. Or give us the three words again first.
Okay. The words are happy, grateful, and unstoppable. And basically, when we were there in the presidential suite at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Yeah, I know that was
looking out bomb. Onto the escalator full of people, but different story for different time. Keep going. Hey, yeah. Go ahead, buddy.
We were, we had to identify ourselves. Everybody was pretty much breaking down, crying because nobody could brag about themselves. Nobody could really identify who they were. And it's come to the point where we're in such service to people. We don't realize that like who we are as a person. And that really changed my perspective because that's when I started identifying myself as happy, grateful, and unstoppable. And what I use those three words for most especially is before I answer the phone, because I was always afraid of phone calls. So when the phone rings now, this for 5 seconds, I'm happy, I'm grateful, I'm unstoppable. Pick up the phone because I know that whoever's on the other side of that line, complaint or an employee complaint, like whatever it is, they cannot stop me or take away me being happy, grateful, and unstoppable. So,
and that is different from because we're recording this December 2019. I think our event was November 2019. I mean, it seems like so much has happened since, but it's like a month. I know.
Oh, is it really?
I think it was, buddy. I mean, there's first of all, I wish I could take credit for making everyone cry, but that was our mindset coach, Mariana. Truth be told, I'm the big, loud, arrogant one. She's the little sweet woman that you think isn't going to hurt you. She's who you got to watch out for. She'll get you.
Yeah. She makes you hurt yourself and you start crying.
And we actually, that is how we at Millionaire Masterminds address one another. That's how we know, like it's the stance. And I love, I mean, cause that, just that one distinction, James, prior to you coming, and just so you guys know, James is going to tell you a bunch of lies that, oh, I don't make that much money. They're all richer than me, blah, 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 blah. Dude, you Millionaire Mastermind guys on the chat can give your opinion, but James is, I think, the youngest. I don't know if you're younger than Alonzo and Caitlin. Okay, so you're the youngest, but clearly a leader, man. Like, I think the guys, including myself on certain things, look to, Kim says, why do we always go back for a cry fest? I don't know. You guys keep showing up. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. Honestly, you are establishing yourself as a leader. I love that we are all, and that's one of the things I love about that group is we don't care. I mean, clearly we care you're Canadian. That's a problem. But once we get over that part, and I always tell I'm frustrated because I really like Asians and I don't like Canadians, and James is both. So I'm torn. Like, I don't know how to act. It's very disconcerting. But aside from that, we don't care. We are really about who are these guys? What energy do they have to bring to the table? What results are they getting? How are they able to serve? How is their life kind of moving better? And people are already looking to James for leadership because you've got, if we went forward and didn't talk a little bit about you and property managers, everyone would kill me. So let's, as much as I'm dying to dive into the mindset stuff that we learned, and anyone that's smart would reach out to James offline and ask about that because he's a genius when it comes to that. But property manager, I know within the group, that's what people want to hear you talk about. So I want to kind of let some of that spill out to Cleaning Nation. Tell us about, I don't know, 3-6 months ago, wasn't that long, your relationship with property managers in the area and what that looks like now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
In the next 6 minutes, no big deal.
Back in July, you gave me a marketing strategy there in Toronto when we all met up, the Millionaire Mastermind. My strategy was called the Dream 100 strategy, a lot of which the average person would be deterred from such a style because, for example, I posted on Instagram that I had a receipt for $1,400. And I said, can you picture yourself spending this much on 6 people who aren't even your clients yet? Oh. If not, then you wouldn't understand the strategy that we're going for.
So forever, hold on, just back that up because I want to make sure people got that. $1,400. Well, yeah, on 100 clients, that makes sense. No, on 6. Wow, those must be really good clients. No, they haven't bought anything from me before. Just wanted to make sure for people that are like, he must have misspoke or I must have misheard. Nope, that's the party we're attending. Go ahead.
And then, so what happened was you had a marketing strategy. And first of all, I had no time to work on this marketing strategy one. And then in Toronto, you told me close down the PostCon, which was bringing in about 8 to 10,000 a month. And I was like, and like, if you have Mike as your coach, you know that when he says jump, you say, I don't want to
that
though.
That sounds scary.
And then sure enough, I jumped. And ever since I jumped from PostCon, I had like, I got this, which is the, I only work 2 hours a week. Everything else I love. Like, I even love those 2 hours. I get to work on my marketing strategy. And with that strategy, I went from no one knowing me to 2 months later, I was invited to be at the top of the revolving restaurant in our city. It's on the 32nd floor, and it just revolves and overlooks the whole city. I was there with property managers, and they control about $8.4 million in cleaning company contracts. And on top of that, I have in my phone text messages from them saying, like, let's get you all those commercial contracts, the big buildings. I'm getting invited to 17-story building walkthroughs. Best part is I didn't even go. My team went, not me. I was in Vegas at the time. So, like, they had a blast. Like, that is how, like, in tune. That's how well-oiled this machine is working now. Thank you, Mike. I used to have to do all of that.
Well, in the big thing, hold on, because you're going to say more smart stuff. We haven't even unpacked some of the old smart stuff you said. So I want to make sure people are getting it. And also give credit where credit is due, which is in James' brain and effort, not certainly anything other than that. So first of all, gosh, there's so much I want to make sure we hit. You said a couple things. One is I love that when you get, again, obviously make sure whoever you're getting coaching from, you trust and they've actually done it. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that talk about knowing how to do crap, but they haven't done crap. So make sure you've got the right coach, please. That said, all the coaching in the world is worthless until you do the work, right? So James didn't say, no problem. That's not scary at all. I'll just turn off $10,000 a month in work. No problem. He said, that is scary as crap. Fine, comma, but I'm going to do it. That's the trick, right? A lot of people go, that's really scary. So I'm going to do half. I'm going to putz around or whatever. So I love the action. B, for everyone saying, this wasn't the 80-20 rule. This is like the, I don't know, 90-10 rule, right? I guess it sounds like 10% of your work was taking 90% of your brain damage.
Yes. All the time spent with like the schedule. I didn't realize when you were saying it takes up a lot of time. I was like, yeah, but they're paying like $40 an hour. And like, it's good money, Mike. Don't make me close it. And yeah, sure enough, the scheduling, the rescheduling, the estimates, the walkthroughs, the returns, just in case there are returns. Like, it was just a pain in the ass.
Turn. You were building a business. You're building a job over and over and over again. You just new job, new job, new job, new job, new job. All right. So find the right coach. If you got the wrong coach, don't listen. If you have the right coach, you have to actually take action. Two, look for the 90-10 rule, the 80-20 rule, right? We didn't transform your whole business. It was easy for the rest of the millionaire masterminds. It wasn't just me to see James spinning his wheels getting killed. It was hard for James to see. Now in the rearview mirror, now James is going to be all smart going, oh, you don't have to, you know, blah, 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 which is great. So look for kind of low hanging fruit. What's the smallest amount of thing I can kill that'll take the biggest amount of time? And then we've definitely got to dive into when you say, hey, I spent $1,600 on six clients and now I got all this invites. I know people are like, hey, there's a big gap in there. Give us a little more details on how that kind of, I'm sure it wasn't just writing a check and then never loved you. There had to be a little more. Tell some more on that one.
So part of the strategy is I get a list of who I want to be my friends. And then I have virtual assistants. Right now, my phone's forwarded to my virtual assistant. Like it won't even ring even if I wanted it to. So they do all the work. And they do it for an extremely cheap price. But anyways, in between her answering my calls and emails and forwarding and filtering whatever she needs to do, she stalks them. She stalks this list of people and tells me how many children they have, where they live, where they went to high school, favorite football team, what like sports do they like what activities do they like. And then from there, I will start buying gifts to build relationships with these people. And the question is like, oh man, are those six people worth the $1,400 that you're going to spend on them, James? And my question is, in total, they're worth about $3.4 million a year in cleaning company contracts. And that's a year. So in the event they're even gone, I still have that contract. But this relationship will be ongoing, and I'm sure they're going to get more buildings. And it's just a gift that keeps on giving if you can become friends with these property managers, to the point where they even invite me to their house to go have a beer and watch a game. So
that's a huge key that I want James gets, and I want you guys to get. Please don't hear $1,600 over six people equals $3.6 million worth of work, or whatever the case is. Relationships with people, right? And that's the beautiful thing. And it wasn't just the money. The key to that whole thing is, I don't want you to just think, oh, well, he has money, or not that $1,600 is a ton of money, but he's able to risk that amount so he can do that. I can't. It has nothing to do with that. The key part was when he said, I had my assistant, not that you couldn't do it yourself, stalk these people. And I didn't just buy $400 like gift certificates at Amazon. That would be garbage. That would be a complete waste of money, right? He found out really what made them tick, what made them feel special. Do you have any examples of kind of what you found in a perfect gift that you want to brag on?
Sure. So one of my clients, he has a wife and a kid. They go to Tony Roma's for the husband or the wife's birthday. So what I did is I bought a $100 gift card to Tony Roma's. On top of that, they like to go, they watched a movie together, and they said it was the best night of their life. And that was like 8 months ago. So in the card that I wrote to them, it was go relive another one of those nights. And I bought them movie tickets with popcorn drinks, one for the kids. And then I even put a list of all the movies that are coming out that the kid might like based on their age. And like, I have the time to do these things. I find it fun. And during the stalking process, we even get to find the people we don't want to work with, which is the best. When you find people that you know they're not going to be a good fit for me, they're going to be a pain in my ass, or they look like they hate Filipinos. I don't know, something like that during that vetting process. So
I love that. And I love, and what I don't want you to hear is James goes, now I have the time to do this. I don't want you to hear go, well, because again, it's so easy to make excuses. Well, James has got money. James is the millionaire mastermind. James got time to do this. James, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fine. James chooses all that stuff, right? I believe he didn't have the time to fool with the construction cleanup. This is what he should. You guys should all be doing this anyway. So if you're like, well, I have to quote unquote work, that's between you and God, but I don't think that's the truth. TJ says what I said, you know, hey, we want to hear about this. TJ is arguing. He says, no, they want to hear about James's amazing hair. So give us one tip on your hair, James. How do you make it look like that other than being young and virile and Filipino? Because we can't do any of those things.
One of the luxuries I enjoy in life is getting a haircut every 2 weeks.
Really? So I've known James for a long time. This is new to me. I like that.
And it's one of the luxuries I enjoy in life. Thank you for commenting on my hair.
That would be all TJ. So he comes at you with the, oh, a Canadian. Oh, great. It's a Canadian. But then he comes with a hair. So again, we all try to leave it out here. All right. So we got like 2 minutes left. Give us, if you would, the top two lessons you've learned over the last 6 months. One, in terms of do this, and then equally important, sometimes more important, don't do this. Give us this is the biggest mistake I've seen or would want to make sure Clean Nation doesn't do. And this is the smallest amount of work or lever I was able to push to get the biggest result. Uh-oh, we've got notes.
Okay.
It's on.
I had to write it down. I was so nervous. Honestly, what everybody has the same amount of is time. So what it is you always want to buy your time back. One of the things I always spent too much time on was picking up and delivering supplies. Turns out my supplier delivers. As per Mike, he said, ask them if they deliver. And they said, yeah, they deliver. Oh, guess what? It's free.
Better, tell them they deliver. Just saying. Go ahead.
And then they do it for free. So I was like, why did I waste so much time always picking up and dropping off deliveries with my like van when they have like these big trucks that can do it themselves? And then another one was I used to go Walmart for this product, Canadian Tire for this product, Superstore for this product, Home Depot for this. And Mike said, stop trying to save that extra 30 cents and get it all in one place. And then it turns out that my supplier for slightly more has all those items. So it's all about buying back your time. And then laundry for sure. Somebody else does it now, picks it up and cleans it. So that's pretty cool. So basically buying your time back, because spend the money to get your time. Like with the virtual assistants, I spend the money And then they buy me back my time. I don't get interrupted because every interruption is 17 minutes derailed from your focus. So even one ring, one text message will throw you off. So buy your time back, and then you get freedom, and then you'll get to enjoy your freedom. I thought I wanted money to be happy, and I don't at this point because I have all the money I need and want. I can go do the things I really want, which I thought money would get me, which is freedom to go on vacations with my family without answering the phone every 5 minutes or having to go home early or things like that. And
two things I want to get before you move on, because that's really good. So one, I love when James like, you know, I thought I needed money to be happy. Really, I just need time and freedom. And the funny thing is, that's what happened. That's the mindset shift I see every time before the money comes. So when you kind of go, and not that James isn't doing very well financially, but it's so funny how it's like, you know, the guy or gal, it's like, I got a date. I need a mate. Right. And then you can't find him. You're like, forget it. I'm just going to be me for a second. And then all of a sudden, like the perfect mate appears. It kind of money can be that way as well. Second, hopefully you guys get the connection. James says the biggest thing is make sure you buy back, stop trading your time for money and start trading your money for time, right? Stop giving time to get money, start giving money to get time. Guess what business we're all in, kids? We are in the business of giving people time in exchange for their money. So if we get 100 people giving us their money where we can save time, we can take that money to buy back our time, right? So we're all in the same business. All right. I wanted to make sure everyone had that. Continue with the big thing not to do.
What not to do is stop spreading yourself thin thinking you could do it all, because it's all about the niching. Like you said, why would I stop doing shotgun marketing where you're trying to, if everyone's your target, then no one's your target, right? Like go for the sniper marketing style, niche it. Like stop trying to learn about like a million different industries when you could just learn about one and target them hard. Because like you're just wasting money doing shotgun marketing.
In James's case, not even one market, but I don't know your exact number, but 82 people, 82 humans that represent $6 million or whatever the case, you know, your numbers are probably not too far off of that. So he's got even better from, you know, and again, on the residential, that wouldn't quite work, but commercial, you can do that Dream 100 marketing. You just say these 41, 83, 62, 104, whatever number is, represent $18 million. If I can just be friends with 10% of them, that's 1.8 million. So absolutely excellent feedback. All right. We are way over, as we always do when I get with James. I'm going to let you close it out. Final words, baby. You go, and that'll be that.
It can be done from Canada. It can be done by somebody young. It can be done by an Asian. So if I can do it, you can do it.
That just took a racist turn kind of at the end, but, but we love James, so we're going to let him slide. All right, guys. Great to hang with you. Thanks for hanging, James. Talk to y'all soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.